This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Several Air Force Academy cadets have joined a lawsuit challenging the military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The suit alleges that they could be dismissed from the academy or have to pay back the cost of their education since they refused to be vaccinated. The Gazette reports that the Air Force has allowed unvaccinated cadets to graduate but denied them commission into military service. The suit includes 24 plaintiffs from active duty military and other academies. Colorado fire scientists are once again warning people to avoid setting off fireworks this year. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Jennifer Balch is a researcher at CU Boulder. Last year, she published a paper looking at wildfires in the western U.S. between 1992 and 2015. It found 7,000 fires started on July 4th, more than any other day of the year. Fireworks were the clear cause.
Nobody wants to set their home on fire or their neighbor's home on fire. But just know that fireworks do carry that risk of starting a wildfire that could burn our homes down.
Balch is relieved the Front Range has had some rain this week, but says many areas remain dry and wildfire risk is still high. She recommends people skip personal fireworks and only attend organized community firework displays. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Gas prices are holding steady at record highs across the state. Colorado's average for a gallon of unleaded was $4.90 heading into this holiday weekend. That's about 10 cents higher than the national average. AAA and other forecasters expect prices to stay up through the rest of the summer. In Denver, it's 85 degrees and cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees with rain. This is CPR News.